Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Evidently, I made a boo-boo when I scheduled this, and it's only for 15 minutes, but we'll go ahead and start whenever someone calls in for tonight's show. Hopefully, that will be any minute now. But I would like to take a... Here we go. 5978. Hi, welcome to the show, 5978.
How are we doing?
All right, I messed up when I scheduled it and only made it a 15-minute show.
Well, who else we got on tonight?
Nobody yet. I would like to say that our thoughts and prayers got to the people in Texas tonight.
I agree. I'm sitting here watching it now as well.
Yeah, there's a rumor that it's a recently converted Muslim, but I don't know about all that yet.
I don't know. I'm hearing a little bit about the same as well, that it might have been Muslim.
I haven't heard the guy's name mentioned yet, so I don't have a clue.
I definitely couldn't tell you at the moment. I'll wait until some fake-ass Patriots posted on Facebook, then I'll know what's going on.
Yeah.
Since they all know their intel and what's what.
Yeah, it seems to me that they do think that, right? Yeah. I follow a couple people that I trust pretty well, but other than that, yeah. Unless you're there, you don't really know.
Well, hell, you see it as much as I do every fucking day, the ignorance of some of these so-called patriots.
Oh, yeah.
They can sit there on fucking Twitter, Facebook, and every damn thing else running that damn jaw jacker, but when one of us need help, they ain't nowhere near to be found.
Yep.
And then when we issue actual real intel, then we get hammered for it, and then they talk shit the next day.
That's how it rolls.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Once we get a few more on here, depending on what they want to talk about, I've got one that, supposed patriot that I really want to talk about.
Well, right now it's just me and you, and I don't see anybody else trying to jump on here. I think they're all asleep tonight.
After that big old war that we had with Antifa yesterday, of course everyone's tired today.
Yeah, I bake cookies.
I see a lot of shit talking going on today as well, but yesterday.
Cool.
And 90% of them talking shit wouldn't even get off their damn couch if they had to anyhow.
Cool. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get over this pneumonia crap.
Damn it, you won't let me keep starting cough. My damn cold meds are wearing off.
Yeah.
I just heard on the TV, I think it was up to 27 for the body count in Texas right now.
Yeah, that's still kind of early. I know it's over 20, and the pastor's daughter, 14-year-old daughter, was one of them. And then one of the witnesses from inside the church, she said over half her church members were gone.
You know, and that's a shame, and it's not the gun that's at fault, it's the person pulling that trigger.
Yeah.
You know, and it's bad to say, even when I go to church, I pack. I don't go anywhere unarmed, period.
Right.
And I think, you know, you put the example, like the church today, if you would have had three armed people in there just every day you, me type people, odds of him getting off so many shots are slim to none.
Well, the name that's out there being released by CBS, his Facebook page shows a pretty little AR on it as his back screen.
Which news station posted that?
I believe it was CBS. I'm not sure. Pretty sure it was CBS.
That's another thing. Every time there's a shooting, the first thing that comes up is they are a 15 issue. I'd take a 22 Mossberg. Or hell, I could take a 22 Ruger 10-22. And I make it run just as fast as they are.
Oh, yeah. I just sent you a screenshot. I don't know if you'll be able to see it with you on the phone, but
anyway,
I haven't heard the man's name, so I'm not willing to comment on it. All I can say is a friend of mine just pulled this name up in his Facebook page, and that's what it shows, if that's actually him. Well, it looks like this is going to be a dead show. It's just going to be me and you.
Well, I'm kind of used to a lot of things just being me and you, but this is going to be the first show where it's dead.
I know, right? Well, let's see. Let's talk about the weather. How about that? No, let's don't.
It's going to be wet and fucking cold the rest of the week from what I understand.
Yep, that's the story I'm getting to. But seriously, on a serious note, yeah, one of our friends that's a CO had a last-minute call to do some security, and none of his team showed up. And I'm not picking on his group, because this happens in every group. You know that. We're very fortunate where we kind of try to stick together, at least you and I do, most of the time. Unfortunately, I can't at the moment, and you know why. But other than that, these groups, man, some of them have 50, 100 members in them, and they just don't show up. I don't get it.
Well, I guess here's how I look at it. Not only does he have members behind him in his own house, there's a coalition in that same state. You know, every time I showed up in that state, you know, there's a handful that shows up. If you've got 100, 20 show up.
The other
half of them sitting on the fucking couch at the house bitching about what we should be doing, how we should be doing, what we're doing wrong. Get your fucking ass off that damn couch and get out there and do it, or show us how to do it. But I will make one point. While these little keyboard commandos have been sitting around bitching and moaning and crying about this fucking fourth, did you see one protest in North Carolina or South Carolina?
Did you hear one single
disturbance?
Well, there was one protest that had nothing to do with the fourth. It was some other issue, and it was very mild. It wasn't a violent protest at all. Matter of fact, I didn't see any real violence nationwide.
No, I didn't see violence nationwide, but I was talking about particularly the Antifa.
Oh,
you know, the whole November 4th come along because some cop done a live feed. And from there, everyone just blew it up out of proportion. And then all these damn propaganda that's all over the social media is from Antifa. Most of these people don't even know the difference between a real statement from Antifa and some bullshit.
They don't know how they behave, they don't know a lot of things, but they claim to know it all. Yeah, I get it. And
yeah, that's just like
is the Million Mask March, and I haven't seen really too much out of that either.
No.
Which is surprising. But this weather's horrible.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got into it on the 3%er site last night. One of the Threepers, he posted a link to a comedian. And, like, you know, most of us nowadays, we see a comedian, they use race as a joke. They pick on every ethnicity. They pick on their own and so on and so forth. Well, one of the thrifters was absolutely offended that someone would post a comic sketch. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
This is how sensitive people are becoming. Instead of just saying, hey, you know, I don't agree with the comic, but, you know, move on. You know, we're still going to train and do our shit together. Dude goes in, throws a complete freaking bitch fit, and leaves the group over a comic link.
Oh, my goodness.
So the CEO comes into that feed, absolutely blasting the boy that posted the link. So I stood up. Oh, he come in, balls a swinging, chest puffed up and all.
Oh,
that
Lord.
His medic left because of a link. And I told him point blank. I said, listen, if the dude's so fucking soft that he gets that offended over a comic link that he's going to bail on his team, how the fuck is that son of a bitch going to get out in the field and actually do something to help any of us? I mean...
I don't. I just don't get it sometimes. I really don't.
I don't either. I mean, the Patriot world, and I hate to say this because I know so many that are fucking so real. I know, and you know, we go through our phones and just call states all over the place and have support and backup.
Yeah.
However, on the flip side of that, there are so many more that are fake as hell. They're here for the fucking title of the name. They ain't there when you call. They ain't there when you need them. They don't show up. Hell, we've showed up in how many damn cities across the state, and their own people in those cities don't even fucking show up?
A lot. You know, Tim and I were talking about this the other day. How, could you imagine, it must be something where all of us are separated because, could you imagine a city where all of us lived in it together? All of us that show up to these rallies and events and talk live and all that. Could you imagine if we all lived in one town? How peaceful it would be?
Yeah. And then if people would actually break away from that right versus left narrative and start looking at people for who people are, just look at Andre. You know the feed that you are involved in, some of the people that I'm bringing in slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if all of us coexisted in one community to the point where, hey, I don't agree with you, you leave me alone, I leave you alone, but when we call each other for help, we're there?
Oh, not even that much. I mean, just because we don't agree on one subject doesn't mean we don't agree on five others.
Exactly. And, you know, when I go to some of these places that I go to with these other groups, we might sit there and butt heads on five subjects. We find six more that we can agree on and help each other. And by working on those six, it eliminates three of the other problems that we do have.
That's right.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human. We all got different ideas and opinions. That's what makes us.
That's exactly right. No two people ever see. I don't know any marriages that they never have a disagreement. And that's just two people. Imagine if you added 20 or 50.
Yeah. I think people are so stuck on it's their way or the highway that they can't get past them themselves.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll let you go and we'll catch you on the other side.
Yeah, nobody showed up but me and you, and it's and I screwed the show up anyway, so I guess it's all good. But
hell, us Vipers always show up no matter what, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Right or wrong. All right, I'll talk to you here in a little bit.
Okay, but never mind.
Good
night, everybody that's listening. Come on, cut it off.